Boss has his own chart.
Boss has its own chart.
Right there. Oh, here's the boss chart.
Boss at home.
So it's boss.
Okay. So nominative, plural, masculine. They are going, but with Pontes in the front, how would you translate Pontes? Plural.
All.
Everyone. As long as it sounds plural. Everyone is going. Since we have that noun, pos, there, and it's acting substantively because we don't have it modifying another noun, we say everyone, or all of them, are going, or is going to them. Do we need the they? No,
not
we don't.
Not if it like that.
No, because we have, this is our subject, so we don't really need that pronoun, they. But it's still plural, isn't it? So it matches it.
What if you just say
Paul,
going to them?
That's fine. Everyone is going to him, or all are going to him.
John.
They both sound pluralish.
Yeah.
What if you put they are all going to him?
They are all going to him. So what you did there, instead of using, which you didn't realize it.
I definitely didn't realize it. judging me?
All are going to him. What is our verb?
Are going.
Right? This is our verb. This is a prepositional phrase, an indirect object, right? How is this functioning?
That's what I was asking.
In this sentence right here.
All of them?
All are gone.
Okay.
How is this functioning?
Subject?
That's right. This functioning as the subject, right? Okay. So we can almost just do a grammatical chart like that. All are gone. So in this case, functioning as a subject, even though it's an adjective, because it's by itself, it's functioning substantively, so it's the subject. What you said is they are all going.
So they all kind of the.
So now you're using it differently.
Okay.
They are all going. This is putting it in the predicate position. So this is a different way of using it. This is your subject. They are what? They're all going. So now this is a predicate position. Now, when we learned about adjectives, we learned about three ways they can be used. Attributively. Predicate. Substantive. That's the three ways adjectives can be used, right? Does everyone remember that? How do we know if it's in the attributive position? What's the biggest way to know that?
Article plus.
It's describing it.
That's attributing something. But in the Greek, we will see the article. It's articular. Predicate, it will be the fancy name, anarthrous, meaning no article. The substantival could or could not have the article. We said here in the attributive position that we had the first and second attributive position. First one would be article, adjective, noun. Second attributive position would be article, noun, article, adjective. So if we had the article and adjective either way, we know that it's functioning attributively. Okay? So if you look at yours on there, do we see an article?
No.
Okay, so that makes it harder. But do we see an article with a noun? Well, we don't have a noun. Alright, so this gets hard. It could possibly be an arthritis because it doesn't have the article. So that is possible. But since it's a nominative without an article, we don't see another subject explicitly, only the one that's embedded in the verb. We are going to try it out, but we're going to take that as our subject.
Okay.
Instead of putting it into the predicate position. But it's a little bit of testing it out, see which one makes the most sense. And since this is in the nominative form, and we don't have another explicit noun, our first inclination is to take that as a subject.
So I guess the they're all going, that would be let out heresy then?
Heresy.
Because you're switching it from the seven.
It's not dangerously wrong. It's not like you're killing the text or anything like that. But this would be the better way to take it. Okay. So everyone is going to him.
Everyone.
Alright, that would be worth 4 points. All or everyone. Okay, number two.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Okay, in my defense, we didn't learn capital letters. Number one. I've never been more confused in my whole life with this. I don't have that one. I got it.
Sorry.
Or any for that
matter. You got some of that.
Okay, well, is that right?
Huh?
Is this right? I wrote it above. I didn't know how to translate it.
Let's go through your...
Want a friend?
I like that idea.
Read me what you wrote above your words.
I wrote Paul and Timothy, servant Christ Jesus. I don't know what that one is. The apostle. Then I have the holy, and then Christ Jesus, the one.
What did you do with N?
I didn't put the
preposition.
Above it.
Preposition and means
in
honor among the
men. In. And I've Christ Jesus, the ones who are then in. I don't know what that one is.
Philippi.
So Paul and Timothy.
Doulos. What's doulos?
Servant.
Yeah, or slaves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Servants or slaves.
So Paul and Timothy, servants.
Slaves.
Slaves.
Christu, Jesu. What case is that? Who ending?
This is all third declension, yeah?
No. Upsilon.
Don't blame it on the third declension.
What's the upsilon?
Well, I'm looking for my case.
Right. Well, I'll let you fall in a class.
Oh.
What is the upsilon case ending?
Genitive.
Genitive singular. What's the key word of the genitive?
Yes.
So Christ to Jesus, you said Christ Jesus, right?
So Paul and Timothy.
Servants.
Keyword.
Yes.
Christ Jesus.
Yes. Now, pasin. It means all. Mm-hmm. That's what pas means. What case is pasin?
Mm-hmm. What page was that on again?
5066.
Yes.
50.
You knew that too. It's definitely not in the 60s.
Sorry, my bad. I'm not looking for the posture.
You don't tell me anything. that's a Sark. Sorry, I'm working. I'm trying.
Keep going. Keep going.
Nailed it. Okay. Where am I looking at?
Pasin.
Pasin. Pasin. Data plural. Data plural. Last one.
What's the keyword for the data?
Two.
Two. Okay.
So, Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus.
Pas means all, pasin, with the data keyword two.
To all the holy saints? Is that no? To all the saints in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
The ones
tois,
who are
wait, go back. Tois, look at tois, agios.
Agios, where's agios?
Hagios.
Hagios. Okay. Okay. Oh, right there. Okay, I thought you were talking right there. Tois aguis.
Okay. Aguis. Is that a adjective or a noun?
Adjective? Well, because the holy doesn't make sense, so it's the saints.
Right. How do you know this is an adjective in your vocab cards?
Memory. because these things. I don't know what these are called.
These endings?
Yeah.
Do we see an article here? No, we don't. We see all three hagiois, hagiai, hagion, right? So that's telling us masculine, feminine, and gender, neuter gender. Which means, because an adjective has to potentially match all the genders, right? So that's telling us that this is an adjective. But it has an article. So we're going to take it substantively. So to all the holy, but we don't have another noun there that it's modifying. So to all the holy ones.
So it is holy, it's not saints.
Well, what's another word for holy ones?
Saints.
You were right.
Yeah, I was right, Baron. Talk about this for a
second part. I wanted you to understand why.
Oh, okay.
To all the holy ones.
So to all the holy ones in Christ Jesus, the ones who are in
Philippios.
Philippios.
Which means
Philippi. Nailed it.
Yeah. Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus, to all the saints. In Christ Jesus, who are in Philippi. Yes.
What? It says it's the genitive right here for Christu Iesu.
Yes.
But then over here in Christo Iesu. What? Why is it one dative and this one genitive?
Proper names don't have all the inflection possibility sometimes. Sometimes they don't inflect all the same.
Why did they do that right here?
Well, because there is a dative, this is the preposition N.
Say, oh, saying this is the direct object of what?
Of N, right.
Or not direct, but indirect.
It's the object of the preposition.
Right, okay.
The preposition N only takes its object in the dative case. But you don't have the same inflection with the proper name.
It's not okay.
Fully declining.
So that's just the... right, so it's like his title, so that...
It just doesn't have the same ability to inflect.
Right.
So, but look at Christ. Does that match the article?
Does Christ?
Yes. Stated. Okay, that one is worth 14 points.
Wow. So I get like all 14 on that.
Yeah, you can have 14 points.
You should have 15.
Thank you.
All right. Number three.
Poi aso. Hina.
Sko.
Thank you. Sko. Zoe. Ione.
Right.
What must I do in order that I might inherit eternal life?
Very good. What? You want to bring out, what did he have on the footnote? Was a rich young man asking what was required of him to be a follower of Jesus, or was he trying to earn his way to heaven? The conclusion of this word gives you a hint. Did you translate agathon?
I don't know.
What good must I do in order that I might inherit eternal life? So, and did you say thing, right?
Thing?
Say what good.
What good must I do
okay.
in order that?
What good? Or you could take it more substantively sounding. What you said is fine.
Okay.
You say what good thing,
okay.
you know, if you wanted to. Or what good must I do? I mean, that's still implying the idea that it's a good, what good thing when I said when you say what good must I do.
I took out my, was it okay if I said, what good must I do in order to inherit eternal life?
In order to inherit eternal life. Well,
to make it one more.
You changed the text.
Sorry.
It's like the most cardinal sin. Here's the other thing. Dr. Mouse gave you the answer.
I know he did, but like, in order that I might.
Yeah. The word that he's giving you there, sko, is in Greek, what we call a move. A might is a move. So when we learn Greek verbs, it's actually pretty significant. I won't mark you down for it. That's the most important thing, probably, right? But let me season your minds with a little bit of verbs, so you can understand the significance of a might. And this way, I can put into your brain verbal ideas. When we parse verbs, pretty much next semester, when we parse verbs, we're going to be looking at tense, voice, mood, person, and number, and then lexical form. Number is like singular or plural. Person would be what?
First,
second, third person, right? He, you, they, right? Tense, voice, and mood. Tense would be things like the present, right? Or the past. And then in the past, we have a couple different ones.
Future.
Wait, do we know this already?
Nope. So we'll identify the verb in the, you know, the past, the present, the future, and we'll do all that kind of stuff. Then we'll look at the voice. The voice is mainly active or passive. What does that mean? That means I am throwing the ball is active. I'm getting hit by the ball is passive. Right? So they'll differentiate from that. And then mood. Majority of the semester will be spent on what's called the indicative mood. The mood of reality. It's really happening. Past, it happened. Present, it's happening. Future, it's going to happen. But there are other moods. And so the mood that we have here, instead of saying it's going to happen, it might happen. You have a couple different
moods for that. You have the subjunctive and the optative, but mainly the subjunctive. So the subjunctive mood is the idea of possibility. The optative mood is more like wishing. Wish this way. So indicative is reality, subjunctive is possibility. And so in this case, this word right here, he says, what good things might I do that I possibly, or I might, have for life forever? So that's why this is important. So changing it like you did in your sentence, you went from a subjunctive sense to an indicative sense. Right? Like that it's going to, it's a certainty.
Gotcha.
Okay?
It's fine. Point.
I won't mark that down because that was in parentheses. So just but scratch out or insert, put a little insertion, put might back into it. Okay? Yeah, that stuff is really important for interpretation. Okay, what good must I do or what good things must I do in order that I might inherit eternal life?
I have a question.
Yes.
You mentioned something about good possibly being
more substantival.
Yeah. But didn't our book say that if it's substantival is in the nominative case?
No. Article maybe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What good, if you were going like very New American Standard, you might say, what good must I do? But it still implies like a nominal idea, like a
okay.
That's
a work.
Yeah. What good work must I do?
Yeah.
What good thing must I do?
Okay.
So that's okay. Did you all have it as a question? You did good, because you saw at the end of it, there's what?
Oh.
The semicolon, and the Greek, that means question mark, right? Okay, number four, about 7 points.
Number four, Kai, Alal Lesan, Ton, Lagon, Tu, Kiryu, Sun, Austin, Toys, and Te, Oikia,
Oikia,
Altair.
Yep.
And I'm guessing it's
guessing?
Well, I'm assertive. I'm thinking. And they told him the word of the Lord with all of them in his house. All of those in his house.
Right. Good. And they told, or they spoke, to him, right?
Right.
And they spoke to him, but smoothing it out a little bit. And they told, or they spoke the word of the Lord to him. Either way, the word order is just whichever is smoother. And they spoke of the word of the Lord to him, together. Sorry, I'm looking at smooth translation here. With everyone in the house, the idea is that they're together with everyone in the house. But, yeah, what you said is fine. Yes?
That sounds really rough. I have no idea what it was. And they told him the word of the Lord, you all in the home of him.
You all. What, Shephela?
You all in the home of him.
In the home of him.
Each room in their house?
So, of him. So in English, we wouldn't say home of him. We would say
his house.
His home.
His home.
Yeah. The possessive in English.
Except it's for
the house of him.
To
each one in their house. Each one in their house.
Yeah. Each one.
To each one.
All
with
all.
Each one
In their house?
Each one in his house.
Yeah, that's okay.
Or to everyone. That's the dative, right? With all. Or to all. In his house. And they spoke the word of the Lord to him with everyone in his house.
With each one in his house.
So the data you can take with, if you want to do to everyone or with everyone.
Okay. So it has to be everyone, not each, because it's...
Each one? That's
each
okay.
Yeah.
With each one in his house?
Yeah.
That's all right. Okay, that is worth 11 points. 5.
What's our footnote?
This is a complete sentence. You have to supply a verb. Were you able to do it? Read the Greek.
Kai, Kaiyan, Ta.
Right.
And hold this system.
So you supply what?
Verb.
Which is?
Is.
Okay. Yes. And literally, and holy the name of him. So we see here name is in what case? Ta anama. No. Ta anama.
It's the
nominative.
How do we know that it is nominative? Well, yes, if you're looking at anama.
Well, oh, the.
Wait. You're making lots of good points. So let's dissect each one. Anama, we know that this is a mot stem. But when a tau is at the end, it drops off.
Yeah.
That's why it's anama. So that would be no ending in the third declension of the tau dropping off. We'd know that that's nominative singular. Mm-hmm. But the easier way is to look at what?
The article.
The article ta, and we see that this is nominative singular, could be nominative or accusative. But we have also hegion is nominative. So we have and holy nominative is name nominative. So then we're going to supply the verb to be because we have a predicate situation. It's the predicate nominative or the name. And holy is his name. The name of him. That's very good. That's worth 1, 2, 3, 4 points.
Number
11. Okay, number 6. Back row.
And Reagan, Harry, to
Nau,
to Somata, Altu.
Altu. Sometimes I think George Lucas was like borrowing Greek words when he was writing the scripts to his movies, like Nauvoo. Alright. Elegan, Perry to Nauvoo to Somatos Altu. What does the footnote say here? What is the grammatical relationship between Somatos and Nauvoo? Okay. So, how did you translate this?
I didn't even read the footnote, but it says. Or I put, he was speaking about the temple of his, of the body of his.
Mm-hmm. Smoother?
He was speaking about his body, the temple? Temple of his body.
Yes. He was speaking concerning. He was speaking concerning or about the temple of his body. Or... NIV, he was speaking concerning the temple, which is his body. I'm going to clarify that a little bit.
I didn't get the last two. Those are just three off his.
What?
Off his body. I think the third one was.
So the body of him, that'd be 2 points off. One from the now and one from the
other. So you're speaking concerning the temple?
Yes.
Put a comma in there. You're speaking concerning the temple, his body.
That's fine.
That's fine?
Which is his body. Yeah, so it's kind of like another little phrase there.
Describing it.
Okay, so that's where 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points. How was that when you were doing the homework? Good? You okay with missing? Doing all right? Okay.
We did that test.
We already did the first one, right?
Yes, we did. That.
Okay, so 9, 6. So I have what, 45 points?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. 45 points for the translation. 50 points for the parsing.
50.
Yep. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Did we have to collect?
And then, no. Okay. And then, number 8 or 9. And then the paradigm is worth 10 points. Okay, so that is 105 points. Alright, so write the number correct over 105. Make sure your name is on there and the date. You can clear those out.
How much was the
6
was
5.
Paradigm?
Yeah,
10.
Okay.
10 plus 50 plus 45. Alright?
The higher the number, the more you miss.
You can double check my math. I don't know if that's right. I remember that. 18.
It's definitely
2. Should we have a 10? Look at the
stick. 29.
Yes.
36. 29 plus 7.
Your camera's 6.
36 plus 9. 45. Plus 50 plus 10.
Okay.
What?
You want to grab the stick
there?
Or are we just going to record the number?
You can do this two ways. You can either tear off the first sheet and put the score on there, or if you've already torn it out, then staple it.
It's up the opposite. Right?
Yeah. If you've only torn out the first page, just write the score on the first page and keep it dragging. But if you've torn them both out, then make sure you staple it. Okay. All right, let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
Like 3 minutes?
Oh, that's all.
Ben, do you know, as far, actually this is probably a very tough question, but the scroll before, Joel had actually said something about if this wasn't going to be stored up in a closet somewhere, they said they're going to put it out, and then we're going to, that the students are going to be able to, like, work from it.
Yeah,
they'll
be able to
But it's like really long. So, just maybe wrap it around a couple times.
So you have the facsimile, right?
Facsimile?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm going to say reproduction.
Are we putting this right
here? Oh,
yes.
I don't think
yes.
They wouldn't let people touch it.
Thank you.
Okay.
First step to
a